Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smith Way Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
Being broadcast on episode on all of those channels
mentioned, but we want to also share that we post on Rockley Truth along with Instagram. So we're excited about being able to post on the other channels, as well as you can go to Blog Talk Radio and just type in Blog Talk Radio or even WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, and it'll populate the Smith Way production. That's our radio station. That's our network. We're excited to have an opportunity to come before you and share what our platform is. It's an interactive platform. So we want you to be a part of it. We also want to share with you WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries, all six continents. You know, there's seven continents, but where individuals live, there are six continents. And we're glad to be able to broadcast to each and every one of those continents. And whether it's one listener or 5,000 listeners or 10,000 or a million listeners, we're just glad to be able to broadcast that. We also want you to be a part of our WBSW radio giveaway. And how you can be a part of the radio giveaway is to send us your name along with a means of transaction. What we're in our raffle, we give away hotel stays to trips internationally as well as in this country. We also give away gift cards. We give away food vouchers. We actually will pay for gas for people when at the service, several of the convenience stores, the individuals just buy random, just pay their gas for them. We're moving toward being able to pay a bill for you. So we're going to ask you, when you send your name in and you have a means of transaction on there, make sure you put down there, you know, I'm in need. We want to help you the best we can. But just don't randomly just go to the number, text, and do like text to the number. I want you to email it to me. And you can email your name along with these four means of transaction or one of the four, and only one of the four. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. You can send it to LorendaDSmith15@gmail.com. Thank you so much. We also have the radio station email as well as WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. So we look forward to you being a part of this, and we can give back to you. So I ask you, if you feel comfortable sowing a seed of $1, sow a seed with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $LorendaDSmith. Sow a seed, and we'll make sure whatever dollar you send, whatever penny, you send a penny, is fine. We're going to take it to purchase the books we give away, move toward our gift cards and the various things that we have purchased. We just need you to be a part of it, and we will appreciate you to be a part of it. Title of tonight's show is Character Traits Are Important for Relationships to Work. You can say to have a successful relationship, or you can say to a long-lasting relationship, but you must understand your characteristics. What do you bring to the table? But before we move that, this is a Love Cafe, and this cafe has a menu that we're truly excited about. See, the Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. How we soothe your appetite is focused on the menu. See, the menu includes the appetizer and the starter. The appetizer and starter, which is lust. And we know we first see someone, we lust because we might like what we see. So we lust. So that's the part of your starter and your appetizer. Then your entree comes up next on your menu. That's the attraction. See that when you see it, you're like, oh, yes, I see. But the attraction is really come when the entree comes into play. The next thing is the dessert. See, the dessert is the attachment. So you're attached to this individual. You go from the social stage to the acquaintance stage to the friendship stage to the romantic stage into the lifelong commitment stage. That's what we want to make sure we share. Then we also want to talk about the beverage. Normally, you eat your beverage from the beginning, but truly, it's a great opportunity that you can get another beverage, a libation, at the end. But that beverage at this Love Cafe, which is broken down into acronyms, the L, the O, the B, and the E, is the awakening. See, my grandmother always told me when we was children, if you eat something, you need to make sure you drink after you eat. But depending on how heavy the food is, there are certain things that push things down a lot faster. And she always talked about if you, and as a child, you know, we was drinking at that time Cokes and Pepsi Colas and various kinds of sodas. We drank down water as well, juice. So that's truly the opportunity to be awake. When we look at the acronym for love, we're going to start off with the L. The L means listening. See, to be in love, you have to be an active listener, but have the skill that goes along with that. And there's skill, listening is a skill. Then the second part of that process of communication and understanding will be the ability to think about what was said and do critical thinking. And the third part is how you're going to articulate what you heard in a sense of understanding. The next L is loyal. Love is loyal. You have to be committed to that person. And you have to be loyal to them and not afraid to be loyal to them because it will be reflected. See, relationships are reflected. So if you go in half, they're going to come in half too. If you go in unsure, they're going to come in unsure. So you have to truly put yourself in a position where you say, I can be loyal because that's the kind of person I am. The next one is love. See, understanding what love is and what love does is very important. See, people don't understand, first of all, a definition of love, and then what exactly do that definition put you in a position so you can know what it does for you to help you be a better person. The next L is laughter. See, love is about laughter. Love is about, often people say, I was listening to a program yesterday, and the lady looked frowned her face, and it was, and she kept saying, you have this fake face look on you. It was a program, I'm thinking maybe in divorce court, I'll give them a shout out. And she had a fake face on it because everything was said was unlikable to her. So truly, likability is so important. The next L is lovable. Are you lovable? You know, they say, are you bubbly? Are you lovable? Are you excited? So are you lovable? You ask yourself that. Let's move to the O, which is the acronym of O is overcoming. Too many times we're not in a position to overcome. We let things overcome us. We have to take charge and overcome the challenges that's in our life if we want to really enjoy life. See, love has challenges, and they're not always going to be up and not always going to be down. So what you really truly need to do is make sure you're ready to overcome those challenges by putting the work in. You have to put 110% in, not I'm going to put 50-50, now I'm going to put 100, and require that person that you went to put 100 in so you can both be successful. Observant. See, in a relationship, you must be observant of your partner. You must be observant of your mate. You must be observant of your spouse. And notice what's going on with them because they may not tell you, but if you have been with them and understand that you're operating from the inner self, you can pick up that. So you must be observant, open-minded. You have to be open-minded to everything that comes about. The next thing is the O is oneness. When you're in a relationship, we always say, when you make that a commitment, that a lifelong commitment, you want to be in this relationship for life, you want to get married and everything, then we all operate because I'm a Christian. I operate with God at the head of my life. And even my marriage, God is the head of our marriage. And then we was the triple core. I mean, he's one core, and I'm a core. Wife, another core, we wrap together to make one, because that's oneness. The next thing is open-heartedness. Do you have an open heart? Are you just one so got that same faith all the time? We can be overjoyed. It's all right when you're in love and you love someone, they love you. You're overjoyed because you are at peace. You know, you besides being at peace, you got joy. Besides having joy, You're excited because you are happy. And now you can say, now I love who I am and whom I am and who I'm with. And that's what that's all about. As we move forward, the next O is overlooking faults. We all have faults. sometimes we spend a lot of time picking everybody else's faults out. You know, you may have a fault because you don't want to accept responsibility. Your fault is that I want to blame others. You know, you say it's not my fault. Truly, we have to accept the responsibility. So you can't have to overlook individuals' faults so you can experience love in your heart and your soul. The next thing is to be value. What are your values? Do you get together and have mutual values? Next one is vulnerable. See, love is about being vulnerable. Vulnerability plays a major role. Are you willing to give your heart and soul? Have you been scarred? So have you been hurt in a previous relationship or marriage or whatever that you're no longer willing to be vulnerable? See, now you're operating in an external sense, not an internal sense. Validate. So you got to be able to validate your partner. They can validate you or your mate or your spouse. You have to validate them and be willing to validate them. Vision. It takes a special person to have a vision. But in a relationship, one of you is going to have a vision to where you're going because you need leadership. You have to have a vision. Leaders have vision. And the next thing is viability. Are you viable? Ask yourself that. Vibrant. Are you a vibrant person? You keep at it, you keep going, you're excited, you're going, you want to make it work. Vigorous. You ain't getting up, you're going to make it work. It's vigorous. And then last, it's a virtual. You know, we talk about a virtual man and a virtual woman. Are you a virtual man or are you a virtual woman? If you decide to make sure that experience it from your heart and your soul, everlasting. Your goal is because you're working from your inner self, it can be everlasting. How you feel, your emotions, your peace, your joy, and your love. The next thing is excitement. You want excitement in your life. Why not have it in your committed relationship or your marriage? You have to have excitement in it. Easy going. You can't be around here hard rock. You can't, I was sharing with my wife earlier about talking about, I noticed watching a lot of these shows that comes on, court shows, you know, people easily come to these shows and lie. And those people come there and deflect. It takes someone to kind of guide you that you don't need to be dishonest and you don't have to, you know, deflect. Give the answer. You're going to be all right. An out-talk individual or talk so long that the person will give up. The person don't really give up. What they do is they move away. Because truly what we have to keep inside in mind is that we can't get where we're so hard to get along. We have to be agreeable. We have to be cooperative. We have to be friendly. And too many times we don't want to do that because we think that shows a weakness. No, it shows you that peace where you're able to allow yourself to be truly friendly. And it's amazing. When I do put my phone on that do not disturb, you know, I don't get any calls. All of a sudden, we get a bunch of calls right now. But that's all right. But even going, elegant, you got to carry yourself in a manner. Very professional. Be where you keep yourself at a high level. You know, you want to be valued. So you want higher value. You want to be a man of high value, not a man or woman of less value because it's not important. And we have empathetic. Are you empathetic? You cannot function without it's truly endearing. Are you endearing? And I want you to think about it. So some of these, the acronym of LOVE, L-O-V-E, is empowerment. Because love is patient, love is humble, love is intimate, love is unconditional. So you can't have conditions in love. Love is commitment, dedication, consistent performance. That's the one I always get everybody in the seeds. That one about consistency. Are you consistent? Love is all about being consistent. Support, encourage, it's all about compromise. It's unique and passionate bond along with deep affection and self to give a shout out to each and every one of those individuals that's joining us. We thank you for taking time, and I'll give a shout out to you by name in a minute. But we truly, truly want you to keep in mind that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're excited over Love Cafe because we're bringing a title for and some topics that are going to share some thoughts with you. But before we can move forward, we want to just give a shout out to Jim. Thank you, Jim, so much for joining us. Normally on Wednesday night when the host with the most is on, we thank you, Jim, for being here supported. We have Trap Designer joining us. We also have Rick Publican Bowen. Thank you. Willie Harris. We have a user there. Montreal King Rozier. Larry Kendricks joining us. Thank you so much, Larry. John Waters joining us. We have Marcus Rome joining us. Thank you, Marcus. Jackie Cario joining us. Kent Barnes joining us. Love Me Sami 627 joining us. We have G Smith 640 joining us. Barbara Wallace joining us. Tanya Harris. Thank you, Tanya. G Wade. Thank you. I'm sorry. Q Wade. That's a Q. Q Wade. I-E-A. Thank you so much. Maria Canto. Love.is.from. Thank you. 333. We have Poverty Point, Louisiana. All right. We have Sid Johnson joining us. Thank you. Mother Plumber. Thank you so much. Ronald Butler. We also have Bruce Hargrove. Thank you so much. Della Coleman joining us. Carol Griffin. Thank you so much. Maxine Cole. Thank you. We have Bouviera. Thank you. Archie Davis. The Show. Thank you for joining us. User Char560. Shay Nay. Thank you. Blair Ann. Thank you so much. Evelyn Burton. Thank you so much for joining us. Melinda Ann Killebrew. Thank you for joining us. Miss Cat 1971. Thank you for joining us. That truly is awesome. We got others we want to give a shout out. As we slowly move through the content, we will take an opportunity to give them a shout out. We want to play one of our sponsors because it's important that we continue to play our sponsors. They're just willing to just support us. First, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgetown, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on,
Sunday
dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
We'll give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant, their sponsors, their owners, co-owners, which we want to definitely make you shout out. Excuse me, I just have to kind of, these individuals just keep calling. And like I say, I would put on Do Not Disturb, but sometimes we can't get our calls in. We need to get in, so we'll make sure we work with them. Excuse me if I have to step up. But Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, you can go down and check them out in South Central Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West. in Georgiana, Alabama. The owners, co-owners, are Brother Marvin Lala Smith. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. And also you have Sarah, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Katrina Roper Smith, they're the co-owner. So you can give them a call at 334. It's so important. Check them out, 549-0950. They say they have the best southern fried, southern, the finest food that you can find in South Central Alabama. So it's the best. It's southern food. So enjoy yourself by stopping by if you're in South Central Alabama, traveling through this area also. We're going to move to our topics of tonight. And one of the first topics I thought was important that we talk about is basically what is character traits. See, the title of our show is Character Traits Are Important for Relationship Towards. You need to know what is a character trait or what are character traits if you want to use that. What are character traits? And some examples of them. See, character traits are really when you think about an individual qualities and attributes that make up a person's overall character. Again, I repeat that. It can be defined or identified or recognized as an individual quality and attributes that make up a person's overall character. Your description of character traits would be physical, emotional, mental, and moral. And that's one word we try to step aside and don't use. Your morals. What are your morals? And it's important. You got to have integrity. And you got to understand. So physical, emotionally, mentally, mental, and our morals are considered to be what we would call character traits. Now, every person make up of many different traits. Every one of us has got different traits. And what we call qualities, see? And they have a tendency to change over the course of your life. So your character trait is going to adjust with you, but it is your qualities and your attributes. When somebody said what you bring to the table, they're talking about your character and talking about your qualities and attributes, see? And everyone have different traits and qualities. These ones, since they're so different, what are character traits? Because we're just saying what are character traits. Since we have difference, that means that we all have the same, but the traits are in similarity. Character traits are often shown with a distinctive adjective, like patience. See, love is patient. You remember that? Love is faithful. That's a trait. Love is not jealous. See, love is not jealous. See, love is unconditional. Love is selfless. So no reason for you to be jealous when you're selfless. Character looks. The way character looks. Someone may be physically, look at their physical characters and physical qualities. An attribute. They may be tall or they may be short. Or they may wear heavy coats or they may wear lighter coats. They may be of one complexion and another complexion. See, your character is all about what makes you, give you the attributes and the qualities. See, so we don't ever want to forget a character trait is also how a character acts. See, how you act falls into your character trait. So our title is Character Traits Are Important for a Relationship to Work. So the way you go determine how a relationship works, your efforts, what you put in, you walk around, you're angry at everybody, you're mad all the time, you disrespectful, you are abusive. You know, this is a character of you. Not anyone else. You can't blame it on your parents. You can blame it on your friends. You got to accept the reality that that's you. So these are your physical attributes. These are your physical qualities. Then you can start mixing in with your well-being, which is your emotional, your response to your anger. You work with feelings. You don't want to deal with the ability of reality. You want to operate in out of emotions. That's your character acts. Character, because the truth of the matter is your attribute. No relationship will work if you walk around jealous of the other person, or you can't trust that person, or you're not honest yourself. That's not going to work. See, you're going to act in a manner that kills that relationship or destroys that relationship. So what are the character traits needed to make a relationship work? What are some character traits that can make a relationship work? See, we can identify our character traits are good or positive. If you want a relationship work, they can't be negative. They have to be good or positive. That's how to be identified. Your character traits, if you want a relationship to work, long and loyal to the people that we care about. We show a small amount of integrity. We're late all the time. That creates that, and you're not reliable. You say you're going to do something, but you're not capable of doing it, and you're too afraid to tell the person you can't do it. You're not honest. You're not trustworthy. You're not respectful. See, that's another character trait we want to look at, which is a positive. You got to be respectful. You have to be courtesy. You have to have courtesy toward people. You have to be responsible. See, responsibility is pretty much like I said on my show about a week ago. Accountability and responsibility is like kryptonite to certain people. That's showing their character. That's showing their attributes. That's the trait. So you have to kind of be careful how you try to dodge your responsibility. Reach the high level, and some people are at the lower level. But it depends on how you evaluate them. I always tell people, just because you got all the book sense in the world, don't make you the smartest person in the room. One of the things I always tell them, see, a person, and my dad, this is something my dad always told me for years. So, son, you got all those degrees, you got all that experience, you got book sense. He said, but you know what? You have no common sense. See, that's why people that think because they're so intelligent and the smartest person in the room have no common sense. That common sense of knowing that people around you know you're not that intelligent, but you're pretending to be intelligent. And the next is a sense of humor. See, these are all characters that are so important to make a relationship work. If you have them, you can have success. Let's give a shout out to our next sponsor, which is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lucky Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
I'm not mine. That's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. If you want to contact the owner, that's Jennifer Jackson. You can go to Facebook and you can type in Jennifer One Hand Jackson or Charlie's Angel. or give her a call at 251-369-1344. That's Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. We want to move forward to how can character traits affect a relationship. See, personal traits plays a significant role. See, your personal traits going to play a significant role in your relationship. It's going to shape it, and it's also going to influence it. So you have to look and identify what are your personal traits that you have. See, we always talk about, when we're talking about a relationship, we talk about various traits that lead to a healthy relationship. See, we said self-love would be number one. Number two will be honesty. Number three will be trust. Number four will be communication, effective communication. Number five will be where you are able to be consistent and committed. Number six, which will be dedicated. Are you dedicated? Number seven will be loyal. Are those are the things that if it does it for a healthy relationship, it allows you to function in this world. You can identify those as your personal trait. We want you to continue to be a part of the WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one. You can call in and we'll have an opportunity to talk and share our thoughts. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we talk about character traits and what how is important to a relationship or for a relationship to work or be successful. You also, if you're on one of the social media sites and you're viewing the show and listening, type in your comments. We would love to see your comments on what are your character traits. Do you know what your character traits are? I want to give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EBS. A member of Zeta Phi Beta School Incorporated. Last night I shared, talked about the Divine Nine, and this is the time of year for the founder day for all the organizations, starting from November up until January. So we want to give a shout out to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta School Incorporated. Their founder day is J16. So Ms. Bush, EDF, giving you a shout out. That gives 104, will be 104 years. And on 13, you have the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Our co-host is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, Olivia Elaine Smith, Dr. Owe Caller, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, J13. Then on J15, you have the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And our co-host, Laura D. Smith, member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. That'll be, we know, we look at the years, that's 116 years for the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. For the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, we're looking to give them an awesome opportunity to get 113 years. So we want to give a shout out to her. We have to make sure we get 111 years. Try to give 13. So they was in that year of 1913. Thank you so much for being a part of it. The brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi was on January the 5th, and they was excited to be able to reach that from 1911, along with the brothers of Omega Psi Phi in November of 2023. So 24 would be one additional year where you think of that in 1911, that same number of years. So brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated puts them at 113 years, and brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity already had 113, but in November of 2024, they'll be moving forward, and they'll be on the move 114 years. So truly, truly, and everybody said that's not right, but you can look at it and see. Truly, thank you so much for those brothers for doing what they're doing. It depends on when you was started. So if you once said January, others said November, then you have a big difference in your time. But thanks for each and every one. Tina underscore HMN, thank you so much, Tina. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Happy final days to you, Tina, so much for being a part of this. We want to move forward with the rest of our segment. And our next title, our next topic associated with our title, character traits are important for relationships to work. Is character important in a relationship? I asked that question because if you notice, we talked about in the first two segments about your character traits is also how a character acts. So how you act is going to determine your traits. So truly when we say, is it important? See, having good character, you notice that? See, when you're talking about good and positive character, see, it doesn't matter about what relationship you're in if you have good character, whether it's a personal relationship or a romantic relationship, a family relationship, a friendship, whatever it may be. We really think sometimes that a person who has good character, this is what we think, is what do you think of them? See, what do you think of a person with good character? First thing you think about is their physical appearance. You think about the values they hold dear. Those are so important to making sure you be successful. This leads you to how the character traits and your good character affect your relationship. See, you got to think about things like, in a relationship, your personality. See, individual personality affects how relationship functions. See, that includes being able to communicate, having the ability to deal with conflicts and having resolutions, having emotional connection. See, your character traits helps you in a relationship when you have positive and good character. Your overall compatibility plays into how you can be successful in a relationship. So it's so important that we focus on our character. What traits or characteristics we want to present, or what traits and characteristics we want, characteristics that are going to represent these two good and positive character traits. You have to work, because how you act will determine your character. I always say your attitude determines your aptitude. And truly, we can experience that. If you continue to be negative all the time, you're not going to be able to grow and reach the level you need to be, because you spend too much time trying to figure out some things that happen. Truly, do it, how you can be successful. Sometimes you just want to be angry. Sometimes you just want to be mean. You are operating from your feelings. But you have to realize, when you have positive and good character, you don't allow your feelings to dictate reality. Too many times we allow that to come into play. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
LLC, Mr. William Scott. You can give him a call at 334-320-5438. They can meet your consulting needs. They are a consulting firm that meets your needs, whether it is to author a grant, or they can put you in the right position there, or if it's to administrate a grant, or put together the final analysis so you can present to the grantors so you can possibly receive the grant again. Get with Mr. William Scott, TriStat LLC, located in Selma, an office in Selma and an office in Montgomery. So organization to make a difference and provide a service to whoever needed in the area of grant, mastering grants, the ability to be successful. So we give a shout out to him as well. We want to talk about three more quick topics, and this is still in regards to relationships. And the next topic is, what characteristic traits can you offer a mate in your relationship? What characteristic traits? You know, like I said, I want you to be in there. Type in your characteristic trait. What can you offer? See, because we are all different, a different taste. There's no single list of traits that may apply to everyone or appealing to everyone. But we have found out, if you just do your observation, that there is a set of traits that the majority of people do value. And it leads to an awesome, long-lasting, strong relationship. These traits are honesty, courage, transparency, authentic, kindness, integrity, good communication skills, effective good communication skills, add that to it, compassion. You don't want it. Trustworthiness and respect for yourself. Those are some of the traits that are so important. See, you have to be non-judgmental. You have to be open, have openness. You have to have patience and be ethical. If you want your relationship to be a successful relationship, take whatever number of those you fit you as a trait to offer it to your mate. You're not always talking about sex. We're just talking about the passion that you have in life, life passion. If you have passion or compassion or empathy, those are traits that you can be successful in a relationship. But you offer that to your mate, spouse. You have to truly find out your pros and cons. Sit down tonight, baby, right now, and say, what are my characteristic traits? I will look at the pros, I will look at the cons. What I think they are, or what they might not be. Make a list, check off everything you need to check so you can be successful in what you're trying to do. So that's what it's all about. And as we move forward that, with this last segment, we want to allow our next sponsor to have an opportunity to come before us and share their business and what they're trying to do to make a difference in society. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask your location, and you can chat with Dr. Louisa B. Smith as we talk about character traits, how important they are for your relationship to be successful. Ask yourself, are they very important? Or are they not as important? But truly, truly, we want to make sure you think about that, because it's important to think about that, your character trait. Your character trait applies to the way you act. Your character is developed by the way you act. If you are a very aggressive person, very challenging person, people are going to identify you as not a person to get along with. I don't want to be around you. Is that you? Let's give a shout out to LT Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out LT Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. 7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Anthony Stallworth. You can check him out. If you want to contact him, you can go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth, DM him. He's in South Central Alabama. He's working to meet your needs, your manicure needs of your lawns and so on. So truly, truly give him a call. You can call him as well as go to Facebook. That's 334-300-7401. That's L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. Our last discussion, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes, is in regards to we want to discuss how your personal life well-being helps you have a healthy relationship. Your personal life well-being or physical, mentally, emotionally, financial, spiritually, and socially. Those are your well-beings. And what you have to do is practice with your physical well-being since it's a pillar of trying to be healthy. So you want to have a successful life. Try to practice things that keeps you healthy. Have a good foundation to be successful. Make good daily choices and decisions. Your mental health is important because it pretty much allows you to set up strategies in life and also give you the best opportunity to read, learn, and educate yourself continuously. The emotional health, without being emotionally fulfilling and surrounded by strong, supported relationship, then you will run into a challenge where you can't be successful. You have to work on maturity in regards to your emotional health to make sure you're able to function. You have a quality life. You know, try not to get so caught up in focusing on one emotion, which is I feel. You have to understand that emotions include grief, anger, and feelings, and so on. You can't focus on that because reality don't allow you to do that. Work on your emotions so you can be mature. As we look at our finance part, it's a pillar. See, you know, in this pillar, you got to keep in mind, it's not about greed. See, always talking about we're going to make more money. You know, that's greed. Some people say, no, I need to function. No, if you get so greedy, that's a place that we all have, God has us placed in. And don't matter what you think or what, you know, a dream and everything, but that's a place for you financially. But that's living in peace and functioning every day. And your spiritual being is so important because it has purpose. It allows you to reach what they call a higher calling in life. It may sound crazy, but the truth of the matter, the highest calling is being able to see your deepest purpose and passion. That's your well-being. But for you to be successful in a relationship, you must function and work with those things. Don't allow yourself to be in toxic relationship. Don't allow yourself to be toxic yourself. Check your characteristics out. Check your traits out. Act with great. Create your own rules for life. Truly, you can be successful. It's been awesome coming to you tonight. Our title is Character Traits Are Important for a Relationship to Work. And I hope I shared something with you that's going to move forward. Give a shout out to Miss Betty. We got Chelsea Davis joining us, Tommy Washington joining us, and we have a few others that we called out. Thank you so much. Thank each and every one of y'all for being a part of this. But we're at the point we're about to close out. But this is how we want to make sure we do. We want to tell you all we love you. Truly love you from our hearts. And we'll be back on Monday because Monday is a great opportunity for us to through our Talking Real You, which is our show that just focuses on the life issues and the changes that made in your life. And we're so excited about coming back and doing it. It's been since 2023. We're not able to do it because the first Monday that was New Year's, and we're back to the third Monday. And we truly, truly look forward to doing that. Time for that show is 7:30. We thank you for each and everyone for joining us on WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And we're so thankful to come in for you and just be blessed. And hopefully something will gain here. Truly, you can share with someone about their character if you see it's not in right. But the best thing you can do to see where your character traits are, do a pro and con chart that says character trait. What are my character traits? Talk about that. Be successful. As we said, we love you from your heart, from our heart. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. We'll talk back with you on Monday at 7:30, and that's Talking Really New Prime Time. We're excited about bringing just plain old life issues to you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk with you. And for those divine now, thank you all for taking time to be a part of this. We're going to say happy Founders Day to each and every one of you who have not had their Founders Day as of today. But you be blessed. Take care of yourself. Be safe. We just want to let you know that God has blessed us so much to be here before you and just give what we have. We just going to give all he has blessed us to be able to do. Because it's all about being blessed, and it's an amen moment. And I truly want to make sure I play this because it's always important that we play this. We don't own the rights to the music. As we close out, we're going to play this, and then we're going to see you when we see you, which will be Monday. Be safe.
Coming, hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up on me? If I had to testify, I can only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things began to change. You came and turned it all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the top, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good.